Good evening all, this is episode 456 of the podcast.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Plastic Light Factory with their track Robin. Plastic Light Factory's sound combines gloomy psychedelic twists with dreamy reverberated vocals and a pulsating dance rhythm, drawing a glittery line which recalls bands such as the Electric Prunes, yeah, and Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, got that. With stylistic fashions in California's Paisley Underground. That track was taken from their debut five-track EP, Hype, which was released in October of 2016. Now, amusingly, they state their location as Hyperion in California, but everything about them suggests that they're actually an Italian band. Plus, the earliest reference that the United States Geological Survey has to the settlement of Hyperion in California dates back to 1934. So I think their reference to Hyperion is a fantasy land. Listed as it is on Wikipedia as a ghost town. Indeed. PlasticLightFactory.com is where you can find out more information about them. Why are you crying?
Have we played them before?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because that sounded familiar about
I did a search.
Hyperion.
Why are you crying?
Things. I don't know. I kind of yawned and...
You're kind of tracking a tear. Down your cheek. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. Anyway, welcome one and all.
It's surprising to say I'm tired.
Yeah, well, it's Friday evening, isn't it? Welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 456 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along.
Sorry.
Thank you. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and we have a couple of news articles to talk about as we go throughout the evening.
However, have a reason to be tired anyway because I've been audited this week.
You personally?
Our area.
Ah, yes.
So it's been a busy week. But should we do some more music?
Do that.
This is Leah James with Strangers.
Strangers are walking down on the street. They don't know a thing about how I feel. What if I want to play along for once? Put my heart in a corner and watch. Fireflies in my mind, just as you. Take off your shirt, oh, and I like you. Should be careful with love. It comes and runs. What's left of us? I only love you on strange days when destiny pushes us together. We meet when the sky gets darker. When we feel so long, so long, you are my stranger. Only love you on strange days when destiny push us together. We meet when the sky gets darker. When we feel so long, so long, you are my stranger. So what if I want to hold snowflakes again? Watching TV shows, smoking weed in bed. Fireworks in my head, just as you are taking my hand, oh, and I like you. We should be careful with love. Or a few hours, a few more seconds. Cup of coffee, one less cigarette, and it's the end. And we can play again. See who's gonna win. Who's got a quiet heart. And who's the one lying. I only love you on strange days. When destiny pushes us together.
Darker, darker, darker.
When I feel so long, you are my strength.
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh, come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bookcast was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the host, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
Es ist dunkel, es ist kalt. Leere Straßen, überall. Niemand, der dich sieht und niemand, der dich hört. Eine weiße Ferne, die mir gehört. Doch ich seh ein, dass es ein Wunder ist, weil alles leise schweigt. Die weite Welt enthüllt sein Schneegewand und ich weiß, es ist so weit für Geschichten im Winter. Für Geschichten im Winter.
With Im Winter, which means in winter in German, indeed. He says, I like music, I sing for my life, and I have also discovered songwriting. And then he follows it up with the statement, am quasi with the music grew up. So that's clearly where Google Translate was unable to articulate what he was trying to say. That track was taken from Kevin's album, Farben, which means colours, which was released in February of 2017. And you can find out more over at his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/KevinSOfficiel. Links will be in our show notes, of course, over at thebugcast.org. And he was from Essen in Germany.
Yes, it does wonder what their words were.
Yeah, there was some interesting kind of phrasage coming through from there.
Yes.
To say the least.
Before that, it was Leah James with Strangers from Luxembourg. We are brother, musician and sister, singer-songwriter from Luxembourg. We recorded the album in a really small studio last summer and the album came out in November 2016. We hope you like it. We are right now hoping to start doing some concerts and are getting ready to shoot a video clip next summer. And they have a few copies of their CD left. And if you'd like to buy one, contact them. And that's kind of what they've got to say about themselves. And you can find out more by checking out leah-james.com. So I assume Leah is the singer-songwriter and James is the brother.
I would say that's probably a fair assumption.
So there you go.
Yes.
I like that.
Indeed. Awesome. Great start to the show, I think, music-wise. Before we go on, let's just quickly pop into our chat room and see who's listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/live.
We've got Alex T, Cholcolom, Chris from Canada, and Saucer John, but I know he's out grocery shopping at the moment. GamerChick02, Gregorio SW, Ian2773, JV John, K5 Tux, Laney, Shy Mega, Theru, Binzy V, and Yannick.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us, as always, peoples. I have a couple of feel-good news stories to divulge.
Let's go with the feel-good.
I'm wondering whether we should do it after the next pair of songs.
Why?
I'll do one now and I'll do one afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. Right then. So, back in 1974, a chap by the name of Joe Robertson placed a bet for £1 at the William Hill betting shop in, I don't know where, somewhere in Scotland. It was actually a bet on Red Rum, who some people may recall was a racehorse from that era. Now, sadly, Joe Robertson, the chap who placed the bet, died in 1979. And as it turns out, the horse, Red Rum, actually won that race that he put the bet on at odds of 11 to 1, which meant he would have expected to receive a payout of £12. But they lost the betting slip.
Uh-huh.
And of course, betting shops will not pay out unless you
have
the betting slip. Anyway, so this chap's son-in-law found the betting slip this year, took it into the shop, into William Hill, and they quite rightly did some due diligence to make sure that it was a valid betting slip. Now, it turns out that the betting shop in question, the specific one, had actually closed down, but there was an identifier on the betting slip to indicate that it was actually issued by a genuine William Hill betting shop. Therefore, the betting slip was valid and the win was genuine. So, the payout of £12. William Hill didn't stop there. They decided that they were going to apply inflation. So, £12 in 1974 was actually worth £130 today.
Okay.
So they donated that £130 to Joe Robertson's favourite charity, which is WaterAid, and gave the family, the surviving family, £130 worth of bet credit to use and bet on as they saw fit.
That's really nice.
I was really quite heartened by this story because for a company whose job it is to basically scam the public out of cash. And I apologize in advance for the use of that particular wording, but that's basically what it is. They've really gone above and beyond on this one. And it was just really, really nice to see.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Laura Olivier with He Wants.
He can't get out of bed. He don't know where she is. He wants her in his eyes. Where has she been? He don't know where she's gone. He fights his days alone. He doesn't want to miss a single kiss. He should have never let her. So lost in her thoughts. He should have never let her. But then he thinks she's crazy for getting lost in the outside of his world. And now he is at his worst. He wants to hate, wants to love, wants to get a little luck, wants to fight, wants to owe someone and be loved, wants to get and believe all this mess and just never look back again at all of this. Cause he wants to dance, wants to be like a traveler with many things to see, a never-ending trip with no much to eat. She has a lot of places to visit and feel free. She made a big decision, she had to let him go. She made a big decision, was not her intention, but she had to get lost in the wild side of this world. She'll never know that he wants to hate, wants to love, wants to get a little like, wants to fight, wants to owe someone and be loved, wants to get and believe all this mess and just never look back again on all of this. Cause he wants to dance, wants to be with someone that he loves. Oh, someone that he loves. Oh. To get a little like, wants to fight, wants to owe someone and be loved, wants to get and believe all this mess and just never look back again at all of this. Cause he wants to dance, wants to be with someone that he loves.
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
When my heart
that was The Grooves with I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. The Grooves is a Russian experimental electro space pop duo based out of Tver in Russia.
The description of what they are and the song didn't...
No.
Space pop duo didn't quite...
No, not at all. The two-headed songwriting and production duo create their unique palette of sounds using analog synths, old-fashioned guitars from the Soviet era, tape recorders and an array of handmade instruments and microphones, as well as the melodious noise of the birds hovering outside the studio windows. That track was taken from the band's album Harvest, which was released in March 2017. You can find out more about the band over at thegrooves.com. And it's quite a long... a little segment here, but I want to read this to you because this came directly out of their Jamendo profile. Imagine you've got a favourite audio cassette or vinyl, the one you've already listened to a million times. In some parts, this recording already sounds differently from what it used to be. The sound has become a little worn out, slightly blurred with tons of tiny nuances, which you already know by heart. Still, despite the loss of quality, you keep loving this cassette vinyl tenderly, just because there are lots of sweet memories connected to the thing. Certain emotions, weather, seasons, part of a day, and so on. You remember every solo, every scratch, every melody in minute detail to a point that if this recording is gone, you'll be able to replay it mentally in your head, knowing exactly where to put every necessary accent. It's rather hard to explain this idea, but we hope many of you understand what it is we're talking about. And this is exactly the kind of effect we've tried to achieve with Harvest. That is, when songs sound the way as if you've been listening to them for most of your life, then, after putting them away for some time, you accidentally hear these songs again, and this fills your heart with some forgotten warmth.
Oh.
Quite a nice sentiment, I thought. I understand. I didn't get it from this song, I'll admit, but I do understand what they're talking about.
Yes.
But that song definitely appealed to my trip hop center, and I got a lot of Portishead from that.
Excellent. Before that, it was Laura Oliver, not Olivia, with He Wants from Barcelona in Spain. And I can tell you, they're a singer-songwriter from Barcelona. That's it.
Oh. Okay.
And they've linked to their Instagram page, which is interesting. But they are a very new artist on Jamendo, so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they will be adding some more content and detail as to who they are.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Excellent. Right. Second feel-good story. Imagine you and a group of nine of your friends have planned a trip to Mallorca. Okay.
Mallorca.
You've booked it. It's all ready and you're all good to go. And then one of your friends has to drop out. What do you do? Well, this group of friends, in fact, there was 11 in total. This group of friends, then they went to Facebook, did a search for the name of the friend that dropped out, found 15 of them. They messaged every single one of them. Only one of them was, quote, stupid enough to reply. And because he was stupid enough to reply, they took him, a complete stranger, on this holiday instead of the chap that was originally supposed to be going. All right. His name was Joe McGrath from Stockport, actually. The rest of them were from Bristol. He thought it was a bit of a joke to start with, but after chatting to one of the friends on the phone, he realised that he was just, you know, up for inviting a random guy. The message said, or the message partly said, because it's truncated, "Hi Joe, would you consider coming on holiday with a group of nine strangers if they had already arranged flights for you and an all-inclusive hotel? It's our friend's 30th birthday and we decided to throw him a surprise holiday break in Mallorca." Ah, that says Mallorca, not Majorca. "Unfortunately, our friend Joe McGrath can't attend, but we've already booked it up for him." So it's already booked and paid for. It's very unlikely you get your money back as part of a cancellation.
It's in the right name.
It's in the right name. So what do? You find someone with that name to go along with you. What a brilliant, brilliant idea. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
They're just lucky that that right person was in the right kind of place, had a passport, and was able to go.
And he's made 9 friends out of it as well.
And well, probably 10, because he'll probably meet his namesake.
He hasn't met him yet.
No, but I'm assuming that will happen.
He says, I do think our paths will cross sooner or later, and it will be a magical moment.
I just think it's quite kooky and funny.
It is incredibly kooky and funny. And I do hope, dear listener, that you appreciate that we're going out of our way to try and give you some feel-good news stories this week.
Despite we're avoiding the fact, all the crap in the news.
Despite the fact, absolutely, that there is some real, you know, crappy news in the world at the moment, which we are deliberately avoiding.
We're going to be sticking our fingers in our ears and going, la, 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 la. Listening.
Yes.
But you are listening to the podcast, so carry on doing that.
Yeah, that. Take your fingers out your ears. Take your fingers out your ears! Thank you.
Yes. So, I think we're going to do some more music.
Yes.
This is Porky Maven, spelt P-A-W-K-Y, not Porky as in, with Killing Song, Karmic and the Heartbreakers.
Driving down to Georgia, going south on Route 65. Devil's riding with me, he's gonna see that no one's left alive. The same hands that held her's gonna take her life. See her in the rear view, there's a woman dressed in white. No, I'll never see her looking like that on a wedding night. The same man who stole her's gonna lose his life. The last thing that greets sends me the tip of my knife. Around me, feel the blood dripping clean from my mind. Same road they take, it's gonna take my life. I will not let it, so I'll use my
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time, at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stay.
Dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain that it's a lie.
The podcast, baby.
You can break me, but you just sit and stare. Now come and break me, pretend that it's fair. And there's a
Roller Genoa with is it Genoa? It might be Genoa actually. Roller Genoa with their track Meanwhile. This track was the B-side to the single release Build My Gallows High, which was released in March 2017 and that we played on last week's show. They are from Cherkasy in the Ukraine, and you can find out more about them over at Facebook, facebook.com/Roller Genoa.
Excellent. Is that any website? You've said a website, sorry.
I did, yes.
Before that, it was Porky Maven with Killing Song, and in brackets, Karmic and the Heartbreakers. From Chicago in Illinois, Porky Maven is a multi-instrumentalist based out of Chicago. And I have linked to their Jamendo profile page because I've got more tracks, but they have no online presence. But again, new artist Jamendo, so we'll give them a bit of time, but I quite liked them.
I wonder whether Karmic and the Heartbreakers is actually a project of Porky Maven.
Possibly.
Mm.
or it's from an album called Karmic and the Heartbreakers or something.
That's a possibility. Because
I think the tracks had different artwork, so there's probably more than one album on there.
Unless they're all single releases, of course.
Could be.
Anyway, so yes, that was the penultimate pair of songs, which means next week, the Bugcast episode 457 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 14th of April.
Good Friday.
At 9, yeah, oh indeed, at 9:30 PM UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, drop us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. And of course you can, follow us on Twitter. thebugcast.org/Twitter will take you directly there.
Excellent.
Indeed. Which means it is last track time.
Yes.
And I see something we've played before.
Somebody. Yeah. So this is the third track that I chose from this person. This is, again, Barefoot McCoy from Columbus in Ohio. An American singer-songwriter and musician. His music is characterised by his deeply personal lyrics and distinctive instrumental work. His genre is a unique blend of singer-songwriter, folk rock and acoustic blues that evokes the memory of yesterday and sparks hopes for tomorrow. And if you remember, we found out that his nickname was because he spent a lot of time barefoot.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Find out more by checking out barefootmccoy.com, and the track name is called Already Flown. So, Barefoot McCoy, Already Flown. Catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
These city lights so bright all start to look the same. Blind me from the memories of the place from whence I came. But everything I've seen and heard and felt does not compare. You take me at my word when I say I've been everywhere. In the air, on the road, no place left for me to roam. Tell the folks, far you know, I'll be coming on. Across the ocean to the town that never sleeps. Turns out if you play the game, you better play for keeps. In the air, on the road, no place left for me to roam. Tell the folks, for you know, I'll be coming on back home. Mexico and all the wild west, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, I've seen all the rest. In the air, on the road, no place left for me to roam. Tell the folks, far you know, I'll be coming on back home. We'll be right back.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.